Good evening and welcome to Release Your Wings. Our series in this program is on experiencing God. And tonight we'll talk specifically about experiencing God as an ocean of knowledge. I'm Dan Bagley and I'm interviewing Shireen Shatta. Good evening, Shireen.
Nice to be here, Dan.
It's great to be with you again. And so let's talk about this concept of an ocean of knowledge. And I suspect that's like an ocean of wisdom as well. Is that correct?
Yes, like an ocean of wisdom and understanding of deeper spiritual concepts.
So this wisdom or knowledge, it is more on the spiritual level than on physics.
Yes, or how plants create chlorophyll or something like that.
Got it. So elaborate on how this works in our daily lives. When we need to experience God as an ocean of knowledge, how does that operate? When do you use it and how do you tap it?
You know, first I think, can I share a little bit about what we mean
Absolutely.
By yeah. knowledge or yeah. wisdom or understanding? That there are about few things that when we say God is the ocean of knowledge, that he has the knowledge of. He knows who we are, mm-hmm. who I, the soul, am, you know, my story. He knows my story. And also he knows the who he is. He tells us about who he is, and mm-hmm. he tells us about the world play, the mm-hmm. cosmic play that's going on in the world right now. And he tells us about our powers, that we have innate spiritual powers within ourselves. And also, most importantly for me, uh-huh. he gives us knowledge on how to use our virtues and interaction with people.
To make life run more smoothly.
Smoothly, yes.
Good.
And so we can use him in any of those different ways in our everyday lives. We can yeah. be either sitting and reflecting on who I am, mm-hmm. or reflecting on who he is, or reflecting on the powers, or reflecting on the virtues, on how to use them in our life. And so that's how we are able to use him as knowledge.
I would expect that most of the viewers would think, how do I personally tap into this, and how might I use it, and how does that relate to my life? Can you help me with that?
Yes. You know, for example, I always yeah. look at God and think that he's the ocean, and so because he's the ocean of knowledge, I am the junior ocean of knowledge. Uh-huh. And so as a junior ocean of knowledge, whatever knowledge he has, it's almost my right.
I see.
I can receive it when I remember him. And so in the BK practice, what we do is when we become soul conscious and we connect with him, then mm-hmm. we start not only receiving knowledge from him, or we become open to the knowledge he has to give us, but also because we are junior oceans of knowledge, that there is inherently our original nature, we have knowledge within. Mm-hmm. And so that knowledge also starts emerging, that wisdom, that understanding starts emerging within the self.
I see. In the area of neuro-linguistic programming, NLP, there's a saying that there are no unresourceful people, there are only unresourceful states. And so what I hear is the BK approach is understanding that I have access, getting into a state of resourcefulness of sorts.
Right.
I have the God-given, God-shared insights if I get quiet enough, if I align right. my life correctly.
Right. You know, this is one time I would have to share that if they do want to listen to the whole knowledge, because it is the ocean, I cannot.
Yeah.
Possibly be sharing or even a little bit of it. In the
We've got a little thimbleful of ocean here.
that they would need to come to a BK center.
Sure.
Because
sure.
in our classes, that's what we go over, the whole ocean of knowledge. And just sure. reflecting on it, just churning on it, just mm-hmm. thinking about it, really gets us into a space totally different from where we are.
There's part of this metaphor of the ocean, this almost sounds like a beach, but the sun being God as a source of shining
sun.
Down.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Yes, I was sharing with you before that, yes, we also refer to God as the sun, S-U-N, mm-hmm. of knowledge, and us as junior
right.
sons of yeah. knowledge. And so for us, when we think about the sun,
right.
we always think about the sun as something that dispels darkness.
Right.
That when the sun rises, it illuminates everything in its wake. And so when the Son of Knowledge rises in our lives, mm-hmm. and individually, actually, the Son of Knowledge, God, rises differently in our lives. It depends on the effort we make and the sincerity right. with which we want to connect. And when it rises, it kind of illuminates everything about our life. It imbues every aspect of our life with that knowledge.
So elaborate a little bit on this, the imbuing part. What are the benefits? How does it feel? How does it play out in lives?
It's funny because just this morning I was thinking about it, and I wanted to list the benefits that I receive because I just didn't want it to be about something, I read somewhere. And so the first benefit I felt I received was that I was able to let go of certain dependencies.
Mm-hmm.
Even dependency of thinking I'm a body.
Ah.
Or I'm a label, or I'm beautiful, or taking support from I don't think I'm beautiful, but I'm female, or I can do certain things, I can't do certain things. Those kinds of dependencies I was able to let go. And the other one was that I was able to see the consequences of my actions.
Mm-hmm.
That I was actually clearly able to see what it was my past, and mm-hmm. based on what I did in my past, what my present is, and based on what I do in my present, what my future will be.
Uh-huh.
The consequence of what I'm doing now will be. I was able to see that. And a couple of other things was I was able to really have contentment. And maybe because I am a little of a nerd, I like to study. Uh-huh. And so there was a lot of contentment that came from using God as the ocean of knowledge.
I see. So part of this is then you basically are drawing the strength of who you are beyond the labels, beyond the here's how Shireen looks walking down the street, and beyond those things that pass, such as our age changes regularly, our occupations change.
Yes, they are very temporary.
Yeah, and so this knowledge, what I'm hearing you say is the knowledge is what endures knowledge, not
that
just
it's
what
eternal.
Passes.
It's eternal and it's original. That's who I am originally. That it's not only eternal, but also when I go back, it's easy to go back because that's who I am originally.
I see. Now, you alluded to being the body versus the soul. So is it equal that I am a body carrying a soul, or I'm a soul inside a body or part of a body? How does that work?
The body is important.
Uh-huh.
I do want to stress that because we cannot have experiences without the body.
Right.
It facilitates what's happening in the physical. The soul and the body are important. But what's important right now is because we have forgotten we are a soul,
uh-huh.
that what's important right now is that I have to become aware that I am the soul in the body, or just like a driver in a car.
Yeah.
If I am driving, without a driver, the car won't move too far. Or without the car, the driver can't go too far.
Yeah.
And so both are important, but if I forget I'm the driver of the car, then I tend to get into accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And also when I forget, and when I keep thinking myself as a car, then the age of the car, the make of the car, the model of the cars keep bothering me. I was like, oh, I'm old, we start comparing and contrasting with other cars. And so it's very, very important to become aware that I am the soul in this body. But within that also, what I've noticed is when I connect with the mm-hmm. ocean of knowledge,
yes.
that I am able to not only become aware but that I'm a soul, but I kind of forget that I'm the body.
Uh-huh.
That as easily as I've forgotten that I am the soul, that I'm able to forget I'm the body.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of nice, because then that takes away the self-consciousness of how am I looking now, how am I performing, all of those
things. Am I having a bad sorry day?
a bad sorry day. All of those things can drag us into the superficial and away from
very,
what really matters.
Yes, very, very easily.
But something you said makes it not so ephemeral that I'm just sitting and meditating all the time, but I am approaching real life awareness with a meditative state that makes me, when I'm eating food, I'm really eating the food and I'm tasting it.
Right.
I kept hearing the suggestion of the knowledge is total awareness in the here and the now.
Yes, it is understanding, it is wisdom, it is that awareness that comes from the knowledge. The first is that thought, and then that thought gives us that awareness.
Yeah.
And one other thing that I've noticed about God is because He has knowledge, He's also the ocean of forgiveness.
Ah, let's talk about forgiveness in that then, because a lot of times we have trouble forgiving others and forgiving ourselves, I suspect.
Yes, and I wanted to share a story here of how it is easy when you have knowledge, and especially knowledge of our innate nature to forgive the self and forgive others. I heard the story, I'm not sure how true this is, but I did hear the story. And the story goes that there was a father traveling in a train, and there were six children around him. And so they were his children, and the children were creating a mess. They were really being naughty, and they were making a lot of noise. And everyone around in the train were just very upset. And the father wasn't doing anything, he was just staring out of the window and just staring out of the window and letting the children do whatever they need to do. Mm-hmm. And so one of the passengers came to him and said, "Say something to them. You know, they're your children and they're messing everything up." And he looked at this gentleman very quietly and said, "Oh, but they just lost their mother and we're just coming back from the funeral."
So if that means that if you have true wisdom, you'd have more compassion for the children knowing that they were working through their pain, their confusion, their lostness.
Yes, and also he's working through his
pain,
and he's not about to, you know, discipline the kids at that point. But after that everyone just kept quiet.
Yeah.
They didn't bother the kids, or they didn't bother, but they were able to forgive what the kids were doing. And I feel it's a simple story, but if I know who I really am, that this knowledge is inherent within me, then I will be able to forgive not only myself, but everyone else.
Absolutely. And because knowing that everybody has a reason or a stack of reasons for why they're acting out or acting the way they're doing in any given moment.
Yeah, they're just not aware. Even if I have as simple as an understanding that people don't have understanding.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to overlook what they're doing if I just remind myself they don't have understanding.
Yeah. Interestingly enough, in the Christian tradition of Jesus being crucified, some of the most powerful words he says is, "Forgive them because they don't know what they're doing." And in that sense, I mean, to be able to have the understanding, the God-given understanding, of forgiveness, even when you're being put upon so much as to being tortured to death, that's heavy duty.
Yes, and so he must have really become aware of himself as the Son of
God. Yes, as the Son of God.
Of knowledge. That's why he was able to do that.
Yeah.
That extreme amount of, you know, heroic proportions of forgiveness that's possible when you are in that state of meditation.
So within the BK tradition, then what you're really saying is we all can tap into that level of forgiveness. And it's not easy on the first day or whatever, but with practice we do that.
Yes,
which
exactly.
Which is ultimate wisdom of sorts.
Right, right. I always remember that God is benevolent.
Yeah.
You know, for some reason, I cannot tell you exactly scientifically exactly how it works, but when I become aware of myself as a soul, and I remember a particular quality of God, and I remember Him as light, as a being of light, and that quality is being transferred to me, that I receive that quality.
Uh-huh.
And so when I remember that He is benevolent, when I remember I am a soul, He is the ocean of knowledge, and that knowledge of benevolence is coming to me, then I'm able to be benevolent to everyone around me.
So in a funny way, the knowledge, God is an ocean of knowledge, an ocean of wisdom. The real game isn't that God has to do anything. It's our understanding and our tapping into that to where we can receive the wisdom,
the
spiritual reinforcement, the resilience,
and
the resourcefulness of that.
Right. It's almost like our purification happens according to how the sun rises.
Uh-huh.
As the sun rises, the sun of knowledge rises in ourselves, the more purer we become.
Got it. Well, that's a nice point for us to, we're finishing up with the sun rising, of course. But I think we're going to get to the purity thing in another session. Thank you for joining us tonight, and thank you, Shereen.
Thank you, Dan.